Maseches Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph 6:11. This Mishnah now returns to the halachas of Demai and talks about the halachas of Demai with respect to a region called Surya. Now, Surya approximates modern-day Syria. It's the land to the north of Israel. And Surya does not have, however, a status like Israel, meaning the fruit that grows in Surya is not liable to the tithes. Midoraisa. However, they are midorabanan. The backstory there is that David HaMelech, King David, took possession of Surya. However, when he did take possession of Surya, it was prior to the completion of the conquering of Israel proper, and therefore, for halachic reasons, the Surya territory doesn't have the status of being an extension of Eretz Yisrael proper, and therefore, midoraisa, there's no obligations to tithe the produce that grows in Surya. However, midorabanan, just the same way there's rabbinic requirements to tithe produce that comes from Bavel, etc., there's also a requirement midorabanan to tithe produce that grew in the possession of a Jew in Surya. Now, to understand this mission, you have to understand that, for whatever reasons which I cannot say, most produce sold in Surya doesn't come from Surya. It comes from either non-Jews growing in Surya or from outside of Surya. Either case, that means that the majority of the food supply is exempt from tithes. So that would mean that under normal circumstances, if you go to the shuk in Surya, you find a Jewish merchant, you purchase produce from him, it would be exempt from tithing because you can assume that the source of that produce is a non-Jewish farmer in Surya, or even more likely from somewhere outside of Surya, exempt from tithes. That's the assumption. Now, this Mishnah actually turns out to be quite a fundamental Mishnah that has applications and implications far beyond Maseches Demai. And here you'll see it inside. So the Mishnah says, Hamocher Peros Basuria. If there's a Jew and he's selling produce in Surya, and the purchaser, he tells the purchaser, Amar, Mishel Eretz Yisrael hen, he volunteers, the salesman volunteers to the purchaser that this produce comes from Eretz Yisrael, meaning, and therefore it is not the kind of food that would be exempt from tithes. Rather, it is obligated in tithes. And therefore, chayv la'aser, the purchaser, who's a Jew, must now tithe the food that he purchases from this Jewish salesperson in Surya because he was advised that the source of the food is Eretz Yisrael. What happens now, says the Mishnah, if the salesman says, on the one hand, he fesses up, he puts the purchaser on notice they came from Eretz Yisrael, but then he also says, mu'usarnhen. But not to worry, says the salesman, because they've already been tithed. Now, in a normal circumstance, we say if the salesman's an Am Ha'aretz, which is what's the assumption over here, so he has, like we've seen throughout the Masechta, no ne'amanas with regards to tithing, meaning just because the salesman says it's tithe, we have to assume it's demai and not tithe and get the Trumas Meiser and Kedushas Meiser Sheni out. But here, we say ne'aman. Surprisingly, perhaps, we say that here in Surya, in this particular case, the salesman is believed that the peros that he says came from Eretz Yisrael have been tithed, and therefore the purchaser does not need to tithe them again, doesn't have a status of demai. Why would that be? Because as the Mishnah says, Sheha pesha asr hu a pesha hiter, which literally means the mouth that causes the prohibition is the very mouth that releases that prohibition. What's the idea here? So the two basic explanations about the lumdus behind what it means a pesha asr. This pesha asr principle applies in many places in Shas. But the lumdus is either A, since the source of information, the person who put the information on the table is this, in this case, the Jewish salesman in Surya. So he has like proprietary rights. He has like bilis ownership over that information. And that being the case, it's like his information to define however he wants. And he has that authority and authorization legally. And therefore, if he says the information that he brings to the table is, this is produce from Eretz Yisrael, but he also says it's tithe produce from Eretz Yisrael, so then he is authorized legally to qualify that information however he sees fit, and he's believed as such. Meaning, of course, that if for whatever reason he wasn't the sole source of this information, he didn't have like proprietary ownership over it, so to speak, as we'll see in a minute in the Mishnah, so then he doesn't have a pesha asr status, meaning that just because he said it, he has no ne'amanus. And we'll see more in a second about that. The other approach to the lumdus behind Pesha Asr is that the Pesha Asr principle is an extension of what's called Migo. Migo is something that shows up throughout Shas. Literally, the word Migo means since, as in the context of, since I could have told you a much more plausible lie, but I didn't, so believe me now that I'm telling you the truth. The idea of Migo is therefore that although what I'm saying has some implication you might not otherwise, let's call it like, or trust, you can trust what I'm saying here because I could have foisted upon you a much more plausible story that would have a different implication if I so wanted. Meaning in this case, the salesman could have said nothing and it would have been assumed that it's exempt from tithes because it comes from Syria. So now he went and said, you know what, it's from Eretz Yisrael, which he didn't have to say. But since he volunteered that information and he, you know, didn't have to, so he has increased credibility to the point that now his words are believed to qualify his story here and say that it comes from Eretz Yisrael, but that they've been tithed, right? So we should believe him because he could have said nothing at all, and then similarly we wouldn't have to tithe this produce. Okay, whatever the case is, we say here, the salesman in Syria is a Pesha Asahu, a Pesha Hitter, and therefore he can be believed if he says the parents are from Eretz Yisrael, but they've been tithed. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Mishalihain, if the person in Syria says, not that they come from Eretz Yisrael, but that they come from my farm here in Syria. And as we said, Midr Rabbanan, Paris that grows under the auspices and ownership of a Jew in Syria are also obligated to be tithed. So he's saying, you might have thought these are exempt from tithes, but no, they're not exempt from tithes because they grow in my field and my field is owned by a Jew. Chayv laser. So therefore, the purchaser has to believe him, take him at face value, and of course, tithe this produce because it grew under the ownership of a Jew in Syria. However, if he says, they are mine, but Musarnhen, they did grow in my field here in Syria, but I've tithed them, they've been tithed, and therefore you don't need to tithe them. Again, he's an Amaretz and normally wouldn't have Ne'emanus, but here, again, Ne'eman, he is believed for the same reason as the previous case, She'apesha Asar, Hu'apesha Hitter. It's the same mouth that forbids and then permits, meaning the same mouth that says it's liable to tithing, but then says, but it has been tithed already, and therefore he's believed for the same one of the two lumdas as we said before. However, says the Mishnah, if it was known already, if it's public knowledge, that this salesman owns a field in Syria, so then he's not the one who's bringing this new information to the table. Either the pshat is he doesn't have like proprietary rights over the fact that he owns a field in Syria because it's known already, and therefore he hasn't got the rights, so to speak, to define that information about the fruit coming from Syria any way he wants. Rather, since he told us nothing new, so to speak, or nothing that we couldn't have found out, he has no ne'amanus, and therefore we can't believe him, and therefore chayv la'aser, one must tithe the food that the purchaser must tithe the food that he purchases from this salesman in Syria, even though the salesman said that it came from his farm in Syria, but it's been tithed. Since we could have found out it came from his farm in Syria already, he can't therefore define that it's been tithed, he has no ne'amanus. Similarly, we're going with the Migo Lumdus, so he couldn't have told, so to speak, a better lie, because the lie would have gotten out, that if he would have said, you know, this has nothing to do with tithing because it comes from Syria and nothing to do with me, a Jewish owner, it'll come out later on, he has a field in Syria and people know that he's a liar, etc., so he couldn't have foisted on a better lie, and similarly, therefore, if that's a Lumdus, he doesn't have a Pesha Asar Hu, a Pesha Hitter status, and therefore even if he swears that it was tithed, he's a good old-fashioned Amaretz, like the rest of the Masechta, and what you buy from him is Demai, it must be tithed.